Are you there, Martin?
Mark, I'm afraid of getting shingles, and I wondered if it's a good idea to take the shot or not, pros and cons.
Oh, pros and cons. In general, we don't recommend shingles vaccine. I know a lot of physicians do recommend that, depending on your age. Now, shingles is one of those things that can be a little more devastating the older we get. So depending on – you're 75, Martin?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and I would say you have to kind of evaluate your immune system and say, am I really at risk for a viral infection, and have I had flu lately, and, you know, how did I handle the flu? The flu can be pretty aggravating also.
What's the downside?
Well, the downside is, you know, you're introducing an attenuated virus into the bloodstream. So it sort of bypasses your normal immune barriers, which include, you know, the gut and the respiratory tract and your skin. And this is thrown right into your bloodstream. And yes, you do make antibodies, but it can cause quite a bit of turmoil even with taking the vaccine. You can get fever and, you know, localized swelling and reaction on the skin surface. And so it's one of those things I strongly like to evaluate each person individually. Now, I will recommend a book. It's called Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. And it's from a Dr. Miller who has kind of evaluated every single vaccine and looked at the research and say, you know, he's not saying everything is totally anti-vaccine, but he gives the pros and cons. And you might want to look at that book. That's pretty readily available. Also, I interviewed a vaccine specialist in its relation to autism a few weeks ago. So you could go to Green Medicine Online and look up that conversation. It lasted about an hour. It was really excellent. Anyone who is curious about vaccines, I would encourage to listen to that. It was really a good show. So that's kind of it. I would check with your physician who's skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine. And typically at the clinic, we will use antiviral IV treatments. You know, sometimes we'll use topical things. There are definitely ways to shorten the duration of the shingles outbreak. But yeah, sometimes it can last quite a while the older we are or the weaker our immune systems are.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc. I'll let you take one more call if you have time.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Martin.